So we have all of the commissioners. So I'm going to call our board meeting to order on this November 19th, 2024. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from our meeting on November 7th?
I move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any friendly amendments, question, comments about the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes from November 7th of 2024, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. The next item on our agenda is approving our loan portfolio. We have 7 loans at a little over $4.8 million. I move to approve our loan portfolio.
I second.
Thank you, Josh. All right, Rich, we are turning it over to you to walk us through the loans that we're reviewing today.
Thanks, Sarah. Today, we got a real variety of loan purposes, and we're going to bounce around a little bit. For the loans are for what might be fondly called bread and butter purposes. Loans number 1 and 5 are for road work. Loan number 3 is to purchase a grader. And loan number 6 is for a variety of improvement projects, including road work and the acquisition of vehicles. Loan number 2 is a little more unusual. It's to finance replenishment of fund balances. The city of Horicon spent money on TID number 5 infrastructure projects that occurred in 2023 and 2024. And they found that their fund balances were a little lower than they would like. And so they're borrowing this money to replenish their general fund. Loan number 4, the Village of Elkhart Lake is borrowing to finance an incentive for the Van Horn development, which is 77 market rate rental townhouses in 11 separate buildings. And loan number 7 is for $600,000 to the school district of Raymond 14, which is located a little northwest of Racine. And this is to finance operations. As you know, from the number of school district referendums and recent elections, school districts in Wisconsin have been under some pretty extreme financial stress. In fact, according to DPI, at least 192 school districts out of 421, so almost half, but posed 241 referendum questions to residents of their districts in 2024. School district financing is complicated, but one of the procedures allowed under current statutes is that districts may borrow a total of $1 million that is exempt from referendum or other forms of elector approval. Now, it's a little unusual for a school district to borrow under this $1 million exemption for operations, but I believe that the speed and certainty of the State Trust Fund Loan Program played a significant role in the Raymond 14 decision to go with BCPL. Following this application, the Raymond 14 referendum to exceed levy limits by $750,000 per year for 4 years failed at the local level. So this loan is a temporary Band-Aid. You know, and the school district will not be able to borrow additional funds through this procedure in following years because they will be at their limit. However, the loan provides the district with operational funding until a more permanent solution may be found for that district. That's all I have for today. Are there any questions?
So, Rich, just to, I think, further clarify, Raymond had their, this is the only amount that they've borrowed to date. So they're not up to the 1 million mark.
I believe that they have another smaller loan under this exemption, but they are not, they with the $600,000, they will still be under the $1 million exemption.
Okay. Other questions from commissioners about these 7 loans? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved. And there's no old business and no new business, so we'll move straight into the Chief Investment Officer's report.
I have nothing further for today, Sarah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Tom, Executive Secretary's report.
Not much today either. Rich and Denise and I are at the Schwab Conference for the next couple of days. It's a great opportunity to hear some well-regarded speakers offer their views on where the investment world is moving and where the economy is moving and how to make sure that we're in the right place at the right time. And we appreciate the opportunity to do this.
Right. Thank you, Tom. And we look forward to hearing more about what you guys learned while you're there. And then for my report, the investment committee got together last week to look over the fund and what makes the most amount of sense financially for this upcoming Common School Fund distribution. And as we all recall from Rich's update last week, we know that the Common School Fund continues to perform well, as we are seeing growth above inflation. And so this year, the investment committee approved $70 million for the 2025 school district from the Common School Fund. Last year, we had a little bit over $68 million was the 2024 distribution. So we have about an increase, give or take, of about 7%. And which I think is exciting news as we continue to see the Common School Fund grow and how important we know that these funds are for our communities, especially as they are seeing referendums across the state, as Rich pointed out earlier. So as far as next steps, one of the things that we learned, I think maybe if it was a few years ago, is how can we communicate this with school districts earlier so they have enough time to plan and truly optimize the funds that are coming their way? Last year, we did it in November. And in talking to our beneficiaries this year, it looks like either the second or the third week in December is when we will make the announcement. And then doing that somewhere outside of Madison. So whether that is Green Bay, Wausau, or Western Wisconsin. And so my request to our school librarians has been, let us know what region particularly makes sense. And so at my next, at my report in 2 weeks, if not sooner, I can make sure I share that with the commissioners. But I think what has been very valuable in the past is having our beneficiaries as part of that announcement. So this is, I think, a good news on a Tuesday. And any questions?
So Sarah, what type of event were you thinking this would be?
I think it would be similar to what we did before, John. I mean, it would be a press conference, but we would have our beneficiaries there and we can talk about the difference that this made. I mean, it would be a very similar template that was done before, but instead of Madison, going somewhere outside of Madison and kind of telling like this story.
Like a school library or something?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And that's what I'm just waiting for. The leadership team and WMTA are working on this now and are going to get back to me next week or this week. So I will keep you guys posted.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Of course. Tom and Rich, anything else I missed in sharing the news about the 2025 Common School Fund distribution?
No, I think that's the biggest, most important news.
I think one thing that I might mention is that we anticipate continued growth in the following years too. You know, this isn't a one-time deal. So, you know, the portfolio is performing well, and we expect that distributions will continue to grow over the foreseeable future.
Which I think is always welcoming news from our school librarians and just quite frankly, all kids and all people in public schools. So it's good news.
Yep.
Any other questions about that? That's it for my report. Are there any future agenda items that commissioners would like to see at an upcoming board meeting?
None for me, but thanks for the updates.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting is adjourned today. Thanks, everybody. Have a good rest of your week.
Have a good week, everyone.
See you guys.